Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful moment, Lord, this Sunday morning, where we could come into Thy presence as New Jerusalem Church to praise Thee and to glorify Thee and to exalt Thee, Lord. As we come into Thy church, Thy tabernacle, Father, Thy servant David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And as their word says, Lord, one thing have I desired of the Lord in Psalm 27, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this great opportunity to come before and kneel down before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, through whom everything was created. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for the faith that Thou hast given us to understand that You are God and that everything was created by You and nothing exists without Your hand in it and Your creative power. And Heavenly Father, as we come to Thy presence to learn at Thy feet, teach us, Father, to please Thee in everything. As You have said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Give us the faith that moves mountains. Give us the faith that trounces the enemy. Give us the faith that crushes the head of the serpent. Give us power, the same power that raised Christ from the dead. As we see the powers of darkness gaining momentum all over the world, Heavenly Father, You said, at the last days I will send hunters. We pray that the power of God in New Jerusalem Church would be abundant like never before, because You said, Lord, upon this rock I will build My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And You said the church will be like a rock that will strike the feet of all the empires and will grow into a great mountain and will fill the earth. This earth belongs to Thee. This universe belongs to Thee. We pray, Father, for USA and the rest of the world, that You would manifest Your power, that the river of the water of life, the fire of the Holy Ghost will be poured out into this country and all over the world. And bless the worship and speak to us, Father. For in Jesus' precious name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible tells us, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And the Bible also tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and seek the presence of the Lord continually. We read in the book of Psalms that when the children of Israel went out of the land of Egypt, the presence of God went before them. Now, the title of today's message is Absence of Sun and Moon and Stars is Presence of Darkness. Absence of God is presence of curse. Absence of God is presence of slavery to sin. Presence of God is kingship and priestship. Kingship and priesthood. Those who say they do not want God are saying they do not want the sun and the moon and the stars and want to live in eternal darkness. Therefore, they end up in eternal darkness and the lake of fire. Those who say they do not want God are under a curse. Those who say they do not want God are slaves to sins. They are bound in chains, getting dragged by fiery serpents into the lake of fire. Those who say they do not want God, they might be billionaires or millionaires or trillionaires, but they are actually beggars. They are homeless. They don't have a home. They don't have clothes to wear. They don't have food to eat. They are blind. They are beggars, according to God. When a person doesn't want God, He is nothing, zero. He's essentially bankrupt because everything came from God. And if you want the source of how everything came to existence, then you can have everything. But if you deny and do not want the source of how everything came into existence, you lose it all and you're a pauper. But we, the children of God and the church of the living God, are really blessed to today be called the richest people in the universe. We are those who live in the most powerful light in the universe. We are the most blessed in the universe. And we are free people. We have liberty. Revelation 22 verses 1 to 5 talks about what happens when we are in the presence of God. And the angel showed Apostle John, who was in the Isle of Patmos, banished for his faith in Jesus Christ. He's in this most terrible place on planet Earth, and guess where he ends up? He ends up in heaven. Because when you're in the presence of God, you're always in heaven. That's what Jesus said when he was on this earth. Thus saith the Son of Man, who's already in heaven. We are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Revelation 22 verse 1 to 5. And he showed me a pure river of water of life. This is called the river of water of life. This river is not like other rivers that are green or blue and are a little opaque because of dirt and filth in it. This is a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal. It is completely clear, like the cleanest glass that you can see. And it is shining like a crystal. This river of water of life is proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. And as the river comes out of the throne of God, the Bible tells us in Revelation 22, verses 1 to 5, that there is a tree of life on either side of the river. And there is a street, a road going through the middle of the river. This is more beautiful than the river walk in San Antonio. It is the most beautiful thing that anyone has ever seen. The tree of life that bear 12 manner of fruits and yielded a fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Anyone who ate the leaves from this tree were healed. And there was no more curse because the throne of God and the Lamb is in it. Now, where is this river of life flowing? Where is this tree of life? Where is this place where there is no more curse? The place of glory where there is no night. This is called the heavenly Jerusalem, where the throne of God abides. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever. We are in the church of the living God, New Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem that will come down. And the Bible tells us that we are kings and priests. Not for a couple of years, but forever and ever. Now, let us go through a few instances on the blessings that we have because we are in the presence of God. Outside there is darkness, agony, pain, suffering. But we are in the presence of God. Number one, where the presence of God is, where the river of the water of life is, the Holy Spirit, there is clarity in understanding God's will. God speaks to us, directs us, leads us, and we follow Him. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. My Father which gave them to me is greater than all, and no one can pluck them out of my Father's hands." We have clarity of mind and spirit. We understand God's will, because that river of the water of life is crystal clear. It's not opaque, it's transparent as glass. And where the river of the water of life is, there is clarity in understanding God's will. There is steadfastness and consistency. And nothing can shake us when God is with us. We see millions of people in this country and all over the world that are confused. They don't know what to stand for. They just go like the dead fish with the tide. But a living fish will resist the tide. Psalm 46, 4 and 5 says, "There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the heavenly Jerusalem, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her." The greatest blessing that we have is that God is with us. And therefore, there could be earthquake, there could be nuclear attacks, there could be tsunamis, there could be pestilence, there could be plagues. But we will not be shaken. God shall help her, and that right early. We know what happened in Egypt. Now, Goshen was also a land in the land of Egypt. When there were plagues, when the waters of Egypt were turned red like blood and they couldn't drink it and were thirsty, the waters that ran through the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel dwelt, where God dwelt with them, those were clear. When there was darkness in Egypt, in the land of Goshen, where the Israelites, the Jews dwelt, where God dwelt, there was light. When there was death and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt died, everyone in Israel, the land of the Jews, was alive. And the second one, the blessing of being in the presence of God, where God's river is, there is eternal life. Number three, where God's river is, there is healing. So number one, where the river of God is, there is clarity in understanding God's will. A Hindu lady once met me and she said, "Everything is dark. Everything is dark. I lost my husband. The future is dark. Everything is dark." Why? If you serve the true and living God, Jesus Christ, nothing will be dark. Your future will be bright. Everything will be clear. You will know where you came from and where you're going and who is your Father. But if you don't even know the only Father that created you, you cannot understand anything else. So when the river of water of life flows through the Church of the Living God, we understand God's will. Everything is clear. Where God's river is, number two, there is eternal life. When we pass from this life into the next, it'll be like catching a plane. There is no more death for a Christian. We pass from this life into eternal life. Number three, where the tree of life is, where the presence of God is, there is healing. Where God's river is, in Revelation 22 and Psalm 46, the city of God, the church, the heavenly Jerusalem, there is blessing and no curse. Number 4 and 5, where God's throne is, there is light and understanding. There is no darkness. And there are kings and priests. Everyone in God's presence, everyone where the river of the Lord flows into the city of God, New Jerusalem, are kings and priests. Royal kingdom and a royal priesthood. There are no beggars. There are no paupers. There are no poor people. in the kingdom of God because we are spiritually rich. It doesn't matter if we don't have anything in this world, because material things will pass away and will be burned by fire. But if we have Jesus, we have everything, because He created everything, and every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. That's why we say that, yes, you need to take care of the poor, feed the beggars, give money to the people that don't have money, clothe those who need clothing and food and shelter. However, just providing the things of this life to people is not going to help them. That's not the permanent solution. The Bible says in Psalm 32, the young lions, and 34:2, the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. The solution for India, the solution for Africa, the solution for all the poor and homeless people in USA, because you can give them $1 million and they'll go homeless the next month. The solution for poverty is Jesus Christ. Physical poverty and spiritual poverty. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. I have been young and I have been old, and I have not seen a child of God begging for bread. Hallelujah. God will provide for His children. They were in the wilderness where there was not even an apple, and God rained manna from heaven. When we are in the presence of God, the Bible tells us in the book of Peter, God has given us precious promises, and through those promises He has provided everything for this life and the next. When you're in the presence of God, in the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem, you have a Heavenly Father. He takes care of your job, He takes care of your family, He takes care of your health, He takes care of your future, He takes care of your food, He takes care of your clothes, He takes care of your house, and above all, He takes care of eternity, because of the riches of His glory, the riches of His mercy, and the riches of His grace. God provided everything for us, not only in this life, but for eternity. And eternity is forever and ever. Therefore, if we reverse the title of this message, presence of sun and moon and stars is presence of light and sunshine. Presence of God is presence of blessing. Presence of God is presence of freedom. Presence of God is kinghood and priesthood. We are called to be kings and priests. We are not called to be beggars. We are called to live like a king. God provides everything that we need. And if He takes us through moments where we have situations that we don't have enough food or clothes or a place to live, and if it is for His ministry and His glory, that is fine. Apostle Paul says, I have learned in everything, every state, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need, because our hope, our scope, our future is not in this world. This world will pass away. This world is not our home. We are just passing through like a cloud. We are pilgrims. We are leaning upon Jesus. As the Song of Solomon says, who is this that cometh out of the wilderness leaning upon her beloved? So what time is it right now? A person once told me that right now, It is 11:59 p.m. I asked her, what do you mean 11:59 p.m.? And she said, in 1 minute it's going to be midnight. So, he said, that's how close the coming of Christ is. We need to pray that our family, our loved ones, our relatives, the people that we move through and all the chosen will be raptured. Where do you think we have a president called President Trump? God is waking up Christians all over the world. President Trump is the president of the free world. God is waking up, telling us, even your president's name is Trump. Why won't you wake up and understand that the trumpet is going to sound very, very soon? There is a peace treaty. Discussions going on in the Middle East to sign a peace treaty so the temple, Solomon's temple, can be rebuilt in Jerusalem. There is Gog and Magog that is going to come against Israel and perish. There are many things that are going to happen. The Antichrist is going to sit in the temple of God, as it says in the book of Thessalonians, claiming that he is God. And right around that time, the rapture is going to take place. The Bible says that day shall not come unless there is a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, even the son of perdition, who shall sit in the temple of God and declare that he is God. And that time, dear children of God, is almost here. The coming of Christ is not a million years away. The coming of Christ is like the is as close as the long finger in the clock. We are very close. We are very close. You're not saying that in the next minute the rapture is going to take place. That is figurative, an analogy, but the rapture is imminent. Jesus said, let he which is filthy, let all those demons and rats that are filthy, let them be filthy still. He that is wicked, let him be wicked still. He that is holy and righteous, let him be holy and righteous still. Behold, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me to give unto every man according as his work shall be. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Everybody will stand before him and give account. But the church will be seated next to Jesus. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us.